Doctorow won the fiction prize for his exquisite semi-autobiographical novel, World's Fair, A Portrait of a Boy's Childhood in the New York of the Late 1930s. On the nonfiction side, the winner was Barry Lopez, whose book, Arctic Dreams, is a study of the landscape and the place of man and animal in it. On the podium, the voice of Barry Lopez broke as he accepted his award.
The meaning of this to me at the moment is that I am in a room full of people whose work means the world to me. And every book you fight for, and every writer that fights for a good book, is represented here in this award that is given to me tonight.
Barry Lopez, winner of the American Book Award for Nonfiction. As usual in such gatherings of writers, there was controversy. One of the fiction nominees, Peter Taylor, who was not there, sent a telegram decrying the event as vulgar and cheap. Don Swaim, WCBS News. The voice of Barry Lopez broke as he accepted the nonfiction award for his book Arctic Dreams, a study of the landscape of the desolate yet teeming North. E.L. Doctorow is the fiction winner whose novel World's Fair is the story of a boy growing up in the 1930s. Each gets a $10,000 prize, and Doctorow has already decided what he will do with his.
There are writers in this world who cannot expect to get prizes or awards. In fact, their lives are so risky that they probably can't get an insurance policy. They're somewhere lower down on the scale than people who race high-speed automobiles. And they are put in prison, and they are tortured, and they are exiled.
So E.L. Doctorow is donating a substantial portion of his American Book Award prize money to the Freedom to Write Committee of American PEN, an organization that monitors the fate of writers around the world, and to another human rights group, the Helsinki Watch Committee. Don Swaim, WCBS News. Barry Lopez nearly broke into tears as he accepted his $10,000 nonfiction prize for a masterful portrait of the far north, Arctic Dreams. The first thing Lopez did was to go to a payphone to tell his wife the news. Then he spoke to reporters.
This is an industry that, in its best moments, speaks for the very best in Western civilization. And to have an evening like this where the best minds you've got come together for a moment to honor each other, there's a sense of elation that supersedes, in a sense, the reception of the award.
E.L. Doctorow, who won the fiction prize for World's Fair, says writers have a problem with such events as the American Book Awards because they seem to pit writers against each other, whereas Doctorow says fiction does strive for the widest understanding among people.
Fiction is is something that distributes the suffering. It's a very ancient craft and makes things bearable.
Doctorow is giving a portion of his prize money to committees that monitor the fate of writers in repressive nations. Don Swaim, WCBS News.